Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 here with Beck and Jazeel, and joined in the studio by Pastor Phil Ayres from Kingdom City, who helps us grow strong marriages. You're laughing because you just started doing Wordle, didn't you?
We just introduced Pastor Phil to Wordle.
So distracting, trying to get my brain back in gear.
You know, we've got to switch back and help us grow strong marriages.
I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
All right, so we're touching on again. We talked about divorce last fortnight.
Yep.
And there's so much to cover in this topic that we've come back for another go at it.
Yeah. So let's talk today rather than maybe the essence of divorce. Let's talk about being single again, because I think that really people find themselves, many people in Australia find themselves where they go through a relationship, they've been in a relationship, and some lose their spouse and they become a widower, and others find themselves separated or have left, or their spouse has left them. So I guess whatever the situation that's led to that, and they can be very different situations, but they also can have commonality between them as well, whether you have a widowed or whether you find yourself from a broken relationship. Mm. I think it's really important for people to know how to start again in rebuilding their life. Because if you have come out of a broken relationship, the statistics tell us that there is a higher likelihood that you'll repeat that in the next relationship. That right. I would have thought before I understood some of these areas, that if I'd been through a relationship and I'd been through a broken relationship, that I wouldn't find myself doing those things again. But actually, the stats tell us that it's more likely. And even those who find they've lost their spouse because their spouse has passed away through circumstance, you actually, as well, are dealing with a whole new ball game, and you've got to be able to approach that well and be able to take steps that are going to cause you to succeed and be successful in this next season. And not to diminish the value of the past, but also to recognize that the past cannot help you in this moment. You have to take charge. Mm. You have to recognize where you're at, and you need to be able to build with confidence for the future.
So what is the difference in going into a marriage for a second time, whether it's been through a divorce or you're a widow or whatever, what's the difference?
I think essentially it's really the experience and the maturity of the person. I know when I first got married, I was 21, so I was just young, and I was still as a person developing and a lot of things. But now I can imagine for many people who are in their 50s, 40s and 50s, and they're in a relational zone where they're looking at starting in, they're a very different person to what they were when they're 21. Mm-hmm. So their experiences are different, their confidence, obviously, their age, their physical strength, their sense of self and maturity. And so even their wealth and their sense of what they have in property, equity, and all those things have changed. Mm. So because of that, you're not just going into it where it's just the two of you, there's nothing else, it's a blank slate, you're starting fresh, and the world, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
No, there's already a history, and there's a context of my life. And I have to actually take that into account, because if I disregard that, I can actually create a disaster by not understanding how to navigate that well.
Quick question, Phil. For those that have gone through a divorce and find themselves single, how long is a good time to wait before you start dating?
That's such a subjective question. That's like, how long should you wait before you get married first time? My parents got married. Listen to this. They got married they met each other. My dad proposed within 2 weeks.
Wow.
What?
My mum said yes. She went back to Queensland for 4 weeks and prepared for the wedding. And dad, after 4 weeks, went over there and married her the day he arrived.
Wow.
So they're married 6 weeks. And they've been married now 57 years.
Brilliant.
Wow. Ray and Dawn, my heroes, my mum and dad.
When
and
you know, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
When you know, you know.
And there's other couples who have been going out for years and they get married and it's a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a subjective thing. Same thing with divorced people who are looking for a new partner. What I do know is the stats tell us that 80% of people will remarry, whether they've been widowed or divorced, 80%. Yeah. And within the first 5 years of the end of the previous relationship, 50% of people will remarry within 5 years of that relationship.
Wow, interesting stats there. All right. So 80% and 50%. Interesting. Now, things to think about when looking again. So you're divorced, you're single, you might have been single for a year, 2 years. What should you be looking for?
Okay. As an older person, I think you have to, obviously you will be more conscious of self and you'll be more self-aware. But I think there's a couple of things. Number one, if you're a mature person, you're looking for a new spouse, I think you need to be more definite, more sober about what you're trying to do. It's not just, falling in love and it's all rose. I think you actually have to have a sense of sobriety because there's more at stake. There are more people connected to you. If what you do, you step into becomes a roller coaster and very hurtful, it affects everyone else. And so it's you need to be sober. And I think connected to that, I think you need to communicate with the potential person pretty early on that you have intentions or desires to be married. And so you're pursuing this relationship with the thought to continue into a marriage and considering it with that thing. You're not just having a casual fun date and just playing around and trying to tease it. You actually, this is a serious thing for you because you don't want to end up with a broken heart and you want to honor that person in the relationship you build. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have fun, be spontaneous, but I think at the core of the relationship, rather than it just all being vague and you can't talk about that, I would say be serious, be clear. And that way, if that other person's not interested in that, they're not going to break your heart after you've connected deeply and then just not interested. Better to get on the same page, talk about your values and your future early rather than wait and have a broken heart.
So it seems like it would be a lot more calculated. Rather, you fall in love and, sparks are flying everywhere, but the second time around, you've got kids, you've got everything else. And speaking of, what do you do in that situation with kids?
Yeah, that's a really, really important area because, as a mum, if you've got children or a dad, and you might be the primary carer of those children, your new incoming spouse has to take seriously and into account that they are present in your life. Mm. And so this has got to be negotiated because so many couples who start their relationship are so in love, they forget about the child factor and how they're going to negotiate that. I've seen couples start off brilliantly where the new incoming spouse is just the center of attention and the kids love them and it's just awesome. But then when they get married, they start to try and exert their authority and start, and the dynamic of the relationship changes, and very quickly, though, especially if they're teenage children, very quickly the relationships can go pear shaped, and the whole family can be in uproar. So, what's really important is that incoming spouse has to take more time to win the trust of the whole family, and it might feel like it's never ever happening. It might feel like it's an uphill battle. For example, in the sense of disciplining, one of the things I read is that an incoming spouse, depending on the age of the children, shouldn't try to enforce discipline for about 3 years.
Wow!
When they come into that relationship, most spouses within 12 months will want to try and exert their influence and authority and feel like they're not taking their place if they don't.
Yeah.
I would say you're better to win the trust and the confidence and rebuild and heal the family and take more time to do that before you try and establish your authority as a role model or the position you have in the family.
Yeah.
So many things to think about if you are finding yourself single again, whatever the circumstance, it seems like it's going to be a harder the second time around because there's so many things to take into account.
Yeah, there's more complexity, definitely. And one of the other things as well is ask yourself, have I really dealt with my issues of the past? The relationships break down for clear reasons. And I would always say to people, are you clear on what happened in that previous relationship? Now, if it's the death of a spouse, that's far simpler and you've grieved through that. But you got to ask yourself, am I clear on what happened between us before? And one of the things I love running the marriage training series that we do is being able to help couples, or actually singles who are doing the course, who are separated and divorced and have started again, helping them identify where they derailed or their relationship was derailed and how they can actually build a foundation in Christ to actually stay on track and build a successful life for the future. Love that.
That's awesome. Now, we are running out of time, but really, really quickly, can you just touch on comparison? Because I know that would be a huge factor.
Yeah. I think this is specifically for those who've lost a spouse and where your spouse has died and you had a beautiful marriage. You had a wonderful marriage. And actually, even in a divorce situation, there might have been aspects of your marriage that were fantastic, like your love life, for example. You might have had a great lover, but every other area area, they were really difficult and it just didn't work. And then you go into this new marriage, you actually have to start with a clean slate and make sure that you're not living in comparison to the previous person. You've got to make sure they're not living in the shadow of the past, whether it's a death and you're a widower and you then are living in this, because who can compete with a dead person? It's so hard, you know, because the further away the memory is, the more fond and the more brilliant they were.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we've just got to make sure that we keep each other at face value, who we are in the moment, and live out each day together.
Brilliant advice as always, Pastor Phil Ayres from Kingdom City. Thank you for helping us grow strong marriages.
And good luck with Wordle. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.